The concept of universal healthcare has been a topic heavily debated among politicians for quite some time. Some North Central Florida counties are among the poorest in the state. Places like Union and Bradford County have a per capita income below $18,000 per year, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Programs like the Area Health Education Center try to assess services that meet the needs of the rural poor. Marilyn Mesh is the executive director of the Suwannee River AHEC, and she believes the Affordable Care Act debate has brought to light a serious problem of the thousands of uninsured.
The Affordable Care Act, while there are many problems with it is not perfect by any means. It is there to address the issue of the uninsured and to encourage people to sign up and pay for health care. Unfortunately, many people choose to not make their health a priority and show up in the emergency room for primary care and then, struggle to pay their bills.
Mesh says when low-income families have to budget limited dollars, elements of survival will always rank higher than a health care plan.
I think that it is low on some people's priority list, some for financial reasons, some because they need food and gas in their car and clothes on their body. And at that moment, a healthcare need isn't pressing.
Mesh blames the structure of the payment system for why young doctors will often specialize and go into practice that will give them the most income. This will help them pay off medical school debt sooner. She adds, the idea of using a 6-plus-year education to be a general physician doesn't seem appealing to most doctors. She goes on to say that's not a knock on these young doctors. It's simply a flaw in the system.
Well, one of the problems is that we don't have enough primary care physicians, certainly in the state of Florida. There are multifaceted reasons for that, one of which certainly is that the structure of the payment system is such that the heart surgeon makes way more money than the primary care doctor. We understand that. But until we value having a medical home and everybody getting a basic amount of care, young physicians are going to go into a specialty where they can make a lot of money because partly they come out with so much debt.
Nicole Vivas Garcia is a recent graduate of the University of Florida College of Medicine who has volunteered at local Gainesville free clinics like the Acorn Clinic for years. She knows what these free clinics and general doctors mean to the families who show up each month. She says it's rewarding, caring, and connecting to those that wouldn't be able to get this kind of treatment anywhere else.
I just get to see all the kids grow up because they always come in as a huge family, and it's extremely loud in the lobby and everything, but I get to see the kids, and I've seen them since they were newborns all the way. There's one now that's 2 years old and walking around, and it's just adorable to have that personal relationship with them because I know about their lives.
In addition to low-income care, there's a large population, especially in the state of Florida, that may not be eligible for health care due to their status of citizenship. The Harvest of Hope Foundation was a nonprofit health care organization specific to low-income migrant workers who worked on farms across the state. It recently discontinued its services, and without a replacement service, undocumented workers do not have many resources for general care. Vivas Garcia knows some of the families she treats are in situations like that, and the need to help them will always be there.
Basically, these people don't actually have to pay for their medical care, the Spanish clinic, because they do it through grants and everything. And a lot of them aren't always legal immigrants, so they don't have paperwork and things like that, so most clinics won't take them.
For more information on where free clinics are located in North Central Florida, as well as programs AHEC has for rural healthcare services, contact the local AHEC branch or go online to WUFT.org for links and details. At a time when people are trying to figure out how to implement the Affordable Health Care Act, Republican lawmakers in Washington continue to propose ways to defund the program. Whether it's through a nationwide health plan or simply improving clinics in a small county, Marilyn Mesh knows something has to change.
There's some level of health care that we just can't continue to provide because few get a lot and a whole bunch of people get nothing.
I'm Trevor Sikkema reporting.